You're listening to GPB Savannah. Joining me now for a look ahead at this weekend is Jessica Lee Libos of Connect Savannah. Hey, Jessica.
Hello.
Also with us is Marianne Gannon-Papel of Savannah Master Calendar. Hi, Marianne.
Good morning, Emily.
Good morning. And like most October weekends, this one is pretty busy.
Oh, it's on. This is the last weekend of October, and it is overload big time. Lots of Halloween stuff going on that you can check out in Connect. We have a whole section. But Friday morning, you're going to hear some crazy sounds. And no, it's not the clowns with chainsaws at the Ailee Haunted House. It is.
Although you could go see them.
You should go see that too. But it's the Savannah Speed Classic over on Hutchison Island. You're going to hear a lot of so don't be alarmed.
There is also lots of Halloween spooky fun on Friday night. You know, some of us may get dressed up in costume, and there's like a really like a fancy higher end fancy costuming event.
Yes, you can get your brooms ready and ride over to masquerade at the mansion for the William J. Society of the Telfair. It's a great event. They have so much entertainment. You can dress up, wear your mask, plenty of food, plenty of drinks. So it'll be a lot of fun.
And then there's also more of a Halloween cult classic.
Oh, it is time to do the time warp again. Bay Street Theater is presenting Rocky Horror, and it's going to be amazing. Local people, all the songs, go in costume. You know what to do.
And of course, as we've mentioned, there's plenty of Halloween this weekend, but this weekend is also Pride.
It is. We kick off Savannah Pride this weekend. Kicks off Thursday, and it goes through the weekend.
Right. Well, on Saturday, Pride is taking over Ellis Square for the first time, right down in the middle of Savannah's heart. It's going to be super cool. The LGBTQ community is ready to party and have a great time. It's a family-friendly event. It's all free, although there are discount VIP wristbands available for places around the square, including B&D Burgers, where they will be showing the Georgia-Florida game, very important, y'all, on
Go
the
dogs.
Giant screen. Go Dogs!
And then also on Saturday, we've got a new little Tea Room Bakery opening up.
We do. Price Street and 31st. It's called Kitchen Vixen. She does amazing cookies. So she's got a whole bakery, a tea room, gift shop. Go and visit her 10 to 4 on Saturday.
Sounds like a new place to hang out.
Yes.
Yeah, it does. And Saturday is also the start of another of Savannah's big annual festivals.
Yes, Saturday is the film festival. That's an amazing time to go downtown, check out all the new films. They've got events at the Lucas, I believe.
The Lucas, Broughton Street's going to be shut down. It's SCAD's amazing weekend to bring out all the red carpet and the shining stars. There's going to be a lot of Hollywood. So
yeah, all kinds of good things this year,
yep.
Too. And then on Sunday, you can close out the weekend with some delicious food.
Well, yes. Stay hungry this weekend because Sunday morning, the Jewish Food Festival is bringing the blintzes and the arugula and the matzo ball soup and all your Jewish favorites. But it's not in Forsyth Park this year. It's actually, they've moved it back to Monterey Square, which is the original place. They're taking it back to square one. So it wow. Make it easier for all the volunteers. So it's the same nosh, but less schlep.
So excited.
Well, lots of food, lots of spooky fun and additional fun this weekend. And of course, you can find out plenty more Halloween events all around town in this very haunted city of Savannah.
Happy Halloween, everybody.
I'm Jessica Lee Libos of Connect Savannah. Thanks so much for joining me.
Always a pleasure, Emily.
And Marianne Gannon-Papel of Savannah Master Calendar. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
And happy Halloween, both of you.
Happy Halloween.
Woo!